Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I'm recording this on Sunday morning, July 5th, at approximately 6 a.m. I mention it because if things go as usual, it's going to be several weeks before I get this edited and posted online. I wanted to make note of the day because today I face a moral, ethical, possibly spiritual dilemma. For the first time in more than 2 weeks, there is no rain in the forecast. As I look out my door, the sky is perfectly clear. I can't remember the last time when this was the case. My dilemma is what to do today. My nose to the grindstone, hard-working background tells me I should get outside and do all those outdoor chores that I haven't been able to get done because of all the rain. I should most certainly mow, definitely weed. The weeds have just been having a heyday in all this rain. I should edge all my gardens, and I should transplant. The flowers, particularly the ones who love shade, have just been having a field day. They've multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And there are many places where I could transplant those plants. So there's no shortage of things that I could do outside on this gorgeous day. But then there's another part of me that says, it's been so long. So, so long. Why don't you just take this day and enjoy it? Why don't you go outside and look at the flowers that are blooming now? The primroses, yeah, the evening primroses, yeah, they're weeds. We know they're weeds, but, and we've left them go. I should have transplanted them. I should have dug up a lot of them and even thrown them away, but they've loved the rain. And so many of them are blooming now, and yeah, weed or not, they do have those beautiful little yellow flowers. Same with the mallow. That's taken over. That's pretty much a weed, too, and those white flowers on the long stalks, whose name I can never remember, they're all in bloom too, and I should check them out. And I should see the last of the sweet William and appreciate them, because they're going to be gone soon. And look at the peony and maybe resist the urge to cut off those tiny buds that rotted before they could bloom. And enjoy the Korean willow, which, as I recall, wasn't supposed to get any taller than 6 feet, but with all this rain, my goodness, that is one happy, happy shrub. Same way with the ashtobi. They put out pink, feathery flowers, and when it's hot and dry, they don't do a whole lot, but they like the shade, and they like the rain, and they're making it clear that they're pretty doggone happy, too. So I could spend the day just doing the walkabout, checking out all the flowers and just looking at them and appreciating them. And instead of thinking about how that doggone invasive bamboo that grows by the side of the driveway is getting thicker and thicker and how I need to cut it back because the weight of the rain and its own height has caused it to bend over the driveway, maybe I should just walk in the arch it forms over the driveway. Just because I can do that without rain dripping down my neck today and without clouds of mosquitoes coming up, as has been the case in the past few weeks. And I could just turn over a couple rocks, lift up some mats of dead leaves and see what's under there. Surely the little red Fs, the tiny little lizard-like amphibians with their faint spots, I'd find them, maybe pick one up and feel its coolness as it runs over my hand and fingers. Beetles, I'm sure they'll be there. All kinds of strange insects. If I lift up the cover of the woodpile, maybe I'll see nests where some particularly trustful rodents have already started to build them. When the sun comes out, it seems almost a guarantee that the garter snakes will come out of the stone wall and sun themselves. I'm sure they've missed the sun as much, if not more, than I have. The birds, well, I've always been hearing the birds during these rainy days, but maybe now they'll come out and I'll actually be able to see them. And I mentioned bamboo before, and in addition to the plant, the first sunny day in weeks might be a good day to introduce Bamboo the cat to the great outdoors, too. So that's my dilemma. Do I work? Do I mow? Do I weed? Do I edge the gardens? Or do I do the walkabout? Me and the dogs checking out all the flowers, turning over rocks, checking to see what we can find. Right now, I honestly don't know. I know what I want to do. I know what I ache to do. But I also know what I have to do. And yet, when I was a child, my parents were great church growers, and we kids rarely missed Sunday school. Later, I graduated from a Lutheran college. Consequently, there are a certain number of Bible verses that stick in my mind, but there's one that's always been a favorite from the time I was a little kid. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor reap. And yet Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Should I go out today and dance with kings? Or should I get out my lawnmower, fire it up, and drown out the song of the birds?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.